a legend. Michael Stanley is back in the building. Michael.
How you guys doing?
Good to see you.
Good to be seen, man.
And we missed you, and we're so happy to have you back, and we're glad you're feeling well. How you doing?
I can't believe they bought this heart attack thing.
That was really it. You were just out in California relaxing
just
for 2 months.
2 months off. It was great.
You thought you were a teacher, and you're taking
exactly.
a sabbatical there.
Yeah.
But so do you want to share with the folks exactly what happened a couple of months ago?
It was December 1st in the morning. Didn't feel too well, and went to the emergency room, and they said, "Well, you're having a heart attack," which didn't, for you heart attack people, did not feel at all like the heart attack I had back in the 90s. So
right.
you never know what's going to happen.
Wow.
And they did a few things, and they said, "Well, you're going to have a bypass."
Yeah.
And the bypass turned into a quadruple bypass.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it was just trying to come back to normal.
Yeah. How long were you in the hospital for?
12 days. And it's... Shout out to the great, great nurses at Lake West Hospital in Mentor. Fantastic people, all the doctors there.
And I know everybody's excited to have you back, and everybody's excited to have you in the building and be on the air today. Were you dreaming about getting back on the air?
I never thought I would, but yes, I did. It was like, boy, it'd be nice to play some Super Tramp today.
Yeah.
But it was strange. I said, I know you're a binge TV guy.
I know that. I know you are too.
I have binged everything you can possibly binge in the last 2 months.
So. Tell us, fill us in, because I may have some new stuff for you. What do you got? What's the best thing you've watched in the last 7 weeks?
The best thing. I like The Crown.
I haven't seen that.
That came back.
Okay.
Tin Star. Have you seen that?
No, you're getting all these ones I haven't seen. What the hell's going on?
Our boss,
here?
Tom Herschel, gave me a heads up on that.
I don't trust Tom's taste, but okay.
This is all right. The Last Tycoon and I can't even think of all the ones.
Have you seen Godless?
Oh, yes.
That was really good, right?
Yep.
How about Mindhunter?
Yes. We're up there.
All right. There we go. There's some good stuff. Have you seen The End of the Bleeping World? Have you seen that one?
No.
All right. Well, check that. It's pretty bizarre. Yeah. I just started watching this Mr. Robot. Do you watch that?
No, that guy makes me crazy.
He's a little weird looking.
Yeah, I can't watch him. He's too weird.
He is a little strange looking.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's pretty. I just started getting into it. Anyway, it's great to see you back, and I'm glad you're feeling better. We all love you here, and the fans all love you. And will you be performing, or is that going to be on hold for a while?
Well, we had to cancel like 3 shows.
Yeah,
the 2 shows over the holidays at the Roxino, and we'll be rescheduling those pretty soon. I gotta get through a few days here first before I figure I can do that, because it's a little more strenuous than this job.
Right.
We'll be back.
Are you exercising? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I'm exercising at home, and I'm in the cardio rehab unit, every day.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
The weird thing is I'll probably end up in better shape than I've been in like 40 years, But
yeah. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that part's good. Obviously, the first part's not good, but... But it's so good. It's scary, obviously, and you came through it good. So the prognosis going forward, all positive?
Everything's good. So we'll just take it day by day, which is what you do.
I mean, I'm sure the Cavs are not helping you really at all.
Oh, I had to stop watching. I mean, they were just making me crazy. It was like they're a high blood pressure group at this point.
Yeah, you weren't even able to go to the 0-16 Browns parade.
Nope, but I watched it streaming on something.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
That was a good, that was good.
And hats off to Jim Thome if he gets in today on the first ballot.
I think he is. He's getting on the public ballots that are out there, which is about 50% of the ballots total, he's getting at like 94, 95%. So it'd be a major upset for him not to get in.
He's a good man.
Is he one of your all-time favorites?
Oh, yeah, he's just a nice guy, and he just symbolizes such a great time for baseball in this city.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable, and... Yeah, so hats off to him, and hopefully sooner or later Omar will get in there too.
Yeah, he's way behind, but I don't know if he will, but eventually. You think he should?
The Hall doesn't respect the glove, man. They don't respect the glove.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm not a pro Omar Hall of Fame guy. I got to be honest.
This interview is over then.
Damn it. Michael, it's great to see you back, man.
Thank you. Good
We're
to
all
see you
so
guys.
Happy you're healthy and doing well.
Thank you.
And enjoy your show today.
That's right.
The great Michael Stanley. Yeah.